From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Most of Northern Europe is a no-fly zone today due to a massive cloud of ash from an Icelandic volcano. As Larry Miller reports from London, that volcano is still erupting, causing continuing uncertainty for the airline industry.
Activity at the erupting volcano has increased, pushing an ash plume more than 5 miles into the air. Professor Brian Golding, head of forecasting research at the British Weather Service, says the future doesn't look good for air travelers.
Over the next week, certainly, the ash is going to continue to come into UK airspace if it continues erupting. Beyond that, there will be spells when the ash will be taken away. But then it might come back again.
In the meantime, most airports in Northern Europe remain closed. Restrictions on UK airspace have been extended until Sunday morning. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Despite the disruptions, Poland still plans to hold a state funeral tomorrow for President Lech Kaczynski, who was among 96 people killed in a plane crash a week ago. Today, Poles mark that tragic moment. A memorial service held today for the 96 victims in that crash. Their names were read aloud, and for 1 minute, sirens wailed to mark the moment Poland's president and many other members of Poland's political elite were killed. World leaders, including President Obama, are planning to attend the state funeral, but it's uncertain if they'll be able to land because of a spreading ash cloud from this week's volcanic eruption in Iceland. This is a somber day in western China as well, where some of the victims of Wednesday's earthquake in Qinghai province are being cremated. NPR's Louisa Lim describes a scene of mourning, as well as lingering hope that survivors will be found.
Hundreds of people converged on a hillside for a mass cremation of bodies. The sound of tears and chanting filled the air as monks in maroon robes lit the pyres. The sheer number of the dead has made it difficult to carry out the customary Tibetan practice of sky burial when the bodies of the dead are fed to vultures. Meanwhile, rescuers continued searching for survivors while more relief supplies arrived in the quake-hit town of Yushu in Qinghai province. Police admitted there had been some looting, but vowed to increase security at relief depots after reports that survivors had fought each other for aid. The exiled Tibetan leader, the Dalai Lama, has said he'd like to visit the disaster zone, but so far China has not responded. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
A village in northwest Pakistan is the site of two suicide bombings today. At least 41 people were killed in the explosions. Dozens more were injured. Authorities say a man dressed in a burqa blew himself up, followed seconds later by a teenage suicide bomber. They attacked a center where residents were gathering to get basic supplies. This is NPR. President Obama says financial firms need to be held more accountable for the bad decisions they make. He uses his internet and radio address this week to make the case for new rules. House Minority Whip Eric Cantor slams Congress's Democratic leaders for passing a string of measures that he says will cost taxpayers dearly over the next decade. In the Republican Party address, Cantor says Congress has enacted 25 tax increases that he says will cost small businesses and individuals nearly $700 billion over 10 years. The Virginia congressman is urging people to turn that around by voting for Republicans in November. The National Basketball Association's nearly two-month march to the championship begins today. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, playoffs start with four games, including one involving the team favored to win the title, the Cleveland Cavaliers.
LeBron James' heavily tattooed upper body has a new etching that takes up both biceps. What we do in life, it reads, echoes in eternity. The transcendent star for the Cleveland Cavaliers could have saved a little room with this one, now or never. That's the feeling in Cleveland, where the Cavs have surrounded James with the best supporting cast he's had in his seven stellar years in the NBA. Cleveland had the league's best record in the regular season and has home court advantage through the playoffs. The Cavs have a first-round series against the Chicago Bulls. The major challenge in their Eastern Conference should come from the Orlando Magic, which beat Cleveland last year in the conference finals. A very deep Western Conference features the defending champion Los Angeles Lakers and perhaps the hottest team in the league going into the playoffs, the Phoenix Suns. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.